The Escape of Globular Clusters from the Satellite Dwarf Galaxies of the Milky Way, by Ali Rostami Shirazi et al. Using numerical simulations, we have studied the escape of globular clusters, GCs, from the Satellite Dwarf Spheroidal Galaxies, DSPHs, of the Milky Way, MW. We start by following the orbits of a large sample of GCs around DSPHs in the presence of the MW potential field. We then obtain the fraction of GCs leaving their host DSPHs within a Hubble time. We model DSPHs by a Hernquist density profile with masses between 10 to the power of 7 MSN and 7 times 10 to the power of 9 MSN. All DSPHs lie on the galactic disk plane, but they have different orbital eccentricities and apogalactic distances. We compute the escape fraction of GCs from 13 of the most massive DSPHs of the MW, using their realistic orbits around the MW, as determined by Gaia. The escape fraction of GCs from 13 DSPHs is in the range 12% to 93%. The average escape time of GCs from these DSPHs was less than 8 giga years, indicating that the escape process of GCs from DSPHs was over. We then adopt a set of observationally constrained density profiles for specific case of the Phoenix DSPH. According to our results, the escape fraction of GCs shows a negative correlation with both the mass and the apogalactic distance of the DSPHs, as well as a positive correlation with the orbital eccentricity of DSPHs. In particular, we find that the escape fraction of GCs from the Phoenix DSPH is between 13% and 38%. Finally, we observe that when GCs leave their host DSPHs, their final orbit around the MW does not differ much from their host DSPHs. This was The Escape of Globular Clusters from the Satellite Dwarf Galaxies of the Milky Way, by Ali Rostami Shirazi et al.